Okay, are you there, Celia?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good. Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to a new Now radio show. I am just really delighted tonight. We have a wonderful guest on our show, Celia Fenn. I've been really, really excited about having you, Celia, on the show. Thank you for coming on the show.
Hello, Denise, and thank you.
I thought we would start tonight. You know, this show tonight, whenever I do have a guest on, it always becomes their show, and I'm just kind of here to go along and ask questions and share or ride along with you. And I know we have a couple of things we want to talk about tonight that you're involved in, but I wanted to start it off with a few words from you. I know probably many people that read your beautiful words from Archangel Michael that you send out that always are healing to our hearts. And I thought I'd just ask you a little bit about how that started for you and how you came to know that it was the voice of Archangel Michael.
Okay, Denise, well, let me just start off by saying it might be night there for you, but it's 6 o'clock in the morning here, so I'm going to go slowly.
That's okay. That's fine.
This is one of the things about being global, is that time zones are quite different.
Yes,
it has been a wonderful journey for me to be able to work with Archangel Michael and to reach so many people. You know, when I started work as a channel, and I realized that I was actually transmitting messages from Archangel Michael, it was a small thing, like so many people do. They open to their guides and they start receiving messages. And something just led me to start a website, and it just grew and grew. And the next thing I knew, people all around the planet were reading the messages. So it was something very special for me that the work grew in that way.
Right.
When I started channeling, I didn't actually start with Archangel Michael. I started with a different group. But at one point, I was told that I had been transferred to him, as it were, and that my guidance wanted me to work with the Archangel Michael energy. And so that's how it happened. And it's been such a wonderful journey for myself as well, just the process of growing and understanding and being able to share this with so many people through the website.
Well, I know that so many of us enjoy it so much, Celia. I love it when I see your usually monthly messages come out. The energies for February was quite beautiful. There was a lot of wonderful information in there. And I thought maybe just for a moment we could talk a little bit about the energies for February, what Archangel Michael kind of shared with you, and maybe a little bit how you have experienced it yourself so far this month. Because I know for many of us, I've been noticing as I've been reading things on the internet that a lot of people, you know, there's so much light coming in right now. And whenever we have the large, I call them blasts of light, continually seems to bring up more and more that takes us more and more into our core, into our heart center. And so I thought maybe if you wanted to share a little bit about that, anything that maybe would soothe some people that are going through times right now that they really don't understand what's happening with them.
Yeah, it's quite a big topic. There is a lot of light coming through. It goes back to December. I don't know if you recall in the December energies we did together.
Oh.
About the radiance coming from the sun. And there was this incredible sun flare in December that was the biggest one for 25 years. And
right.
We had the comet passing through. So there was a great deal of celestial energy. But what I remember, too, was given the energies a few days before the end of the month. Last I was given the one about December in November. And I was given this message about the activity in the sun. And I thought, oh, well, let's see. And then this incredible solar flare came through. And that energy began in December. And with any kind of energy wave, you get the after effects. I think lots of people feeling that after effect now as this light comes through. And what it's doing is awakening people. This is part of our ongoing process of awakening and enlightenment. But for people who are already on this path of awakening, it does, as you say, take people into their core. And you have to deal with patterns of energy within yourself. And anything that's not in alignment with the frequency of light does tend to come up, and you have to deal with it. And so a lot of people go through quite difficult times.
Right, that's
exactly.
I noticed for me in this process in December, we really did get such a huge blast of light, and since December on through January and into February now, I've noticed that it's been coming in waves. We'll get a few days of what seems like stillness and a little rest period. But then for me, and I thought I'd share this with you to see if you agreed with me, what it really seems to be about is when it takes us to our core, it seems to be bringing up anything within us that we still believe about ourselves that is not of love. And
well, that's what I meant by if it's not of the same frequency of light, it'll come up because it will be vibrating much slower, and you can't miss it because your body is trying to move to this higher frequency, and that's why so many people get so tired, because the body is trying to vibrate at this faster rate, and part of you is holding you back. So exhaustion is one of the symptoms, you want to call it that, of this transition, because the body can't keep itself at the higher level. It keeps going back to the lower level until the person is ready to let go of everything, as you say, that you believe, that isn't in harmony with the light, so that you can become one with this beautiful light. And, of course, on the positive side, when you allow yourself to be in that place, there is the most wonderful peace and joy. The channel I'm going to be doing for next month, for March, talks about these states of joy that come in with this energy, because Archangel Michael says that a large group of us are now ready to be in this continual state of joy and bliss, and to talk about that. So it's a progress in a very positive way, even though it might seem difficult as you go through it.
Well, I agree with you so much, Celia, and I wanted to share just for myself how these last few months, actually a few years, but basically last few months, for people that are listening right now, if you're going through these ups and downs and these times of, like you said, very low-level energy, things like from your past coming back to revisit again, they're only coming there to be cleared. And what I've noticed is the energies that get put in front of me, if I embrace those energies instead of resisting them, if I embrace those energies, whatever they are, and just kind of take them within and then give them to the light to transform them, it just leaves me. And then what I'm left with when I'm done is this, oh, Celia, amazing peace. I feel like I'm sitting in a cloud of love. And so those words are so true, Celia. And
I've also noticed that it generally gets worse just before it gets better. So some people feel they just can't go on anymore. That's the point where you're about to break through into this feeling of peace and light.
Exactly.
And I just want to say a bit about resistance as well. I personally struggle with that one. Maybe because so much light comes in. When you channel, you get a lot of light.
Exactly.
And my physical body resists it. And I find I have to work a lot on relaxing. And that's also something that people need to do. They go through these changes and transformations, is not to get anxious. And just, as you say, hand it to spirit and try to relax. Because if your physical body gets too tense, it becomes very difficult for you to handle it emotionally and mentally. And this transformation is a holistic thing. It's not just one level of you. It's all of you.
Right.
And you have to try and work with it on physical level, mental and emotional level, on all the levels.
Well, and I think too, Celia, that our bodies are truly letting us know what we need. I have noticed that when that tiredness comes, that I will go and lay down, and I was never a person like that, Celia. I was a type A, type A person.
Oh, me too. I was a workaholic. I mean, I could work 12, 14 hours a day and not even notice it.
I know.
And like you, it's like, okay, now I have to go and lie down.
Right. And I've noticed that when I get those feelings, and I know many people listening tonight, I'm sure you're having them too, if you go in and lay down and get still, it seems like that tiredness is a nudge from spirit, because I've noticed when I go in and lay down, the gift and the message of whatever it is that I'm transforming at the moment, whether it be old still levels of anger or guilt or shame or whatever it could be, then it becomes clear to me. It's like I get downloaded and I hear the message I need to hear to move through it. So I really believe those tired moments, those go lay down nudges from soul, are truly a blessing, because when I do that, I go in and I get still, and then I'll hear that quiet voice tell me exactly what I need to hear.
It gives you the space. Yeah.
The space for the message to come in. And I wanted to share about this tonight before we talked about your world of soul, Celia, because I know there's got to be many people that are at a place where they're feeling, you know, like, how much longer can I go through?
Well, let me tell you a story about me.
I'd love to hear a story about you, Celia.
Well, last year I went through a major process. It's probably bigger for me than this one now, although a lot of people are doing the big one now. And my guidance said to me, we want you to rest as much as you need to. So I thought, oh, cool, you know, this will be nice. I can rest. Mm-hmm. So I rested. And I rested. And I went through this amazing, it was very difficult. But it went on and on. And after about 6 weeks, I said to my guidance, you know, how much longer? And they said, no, just carry on. And it turned out that I had to rest for about 4 or 5 months.
Oh, my.
And do you know how difficult that is for type A personality?
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, sometimes people do say to me, well, when is this going to end, you know? And I have the same thing. I remember when I started out in 2001 saying to my guides, how long is this going to be? You know, is it going to be about 3 months? You know, it didn't really answer, and I thought, gee, I can't do this for 3 months. Well, here we are, like 7 years later, you know.
Yes, I know. I agree with you, though. Last year for me was the hard one. This is just feels like coming in and removing the final edges that need to be cleared. You know what I'm saying?
It's a breakthrough moment. The channel I'm doing now says that a lot of us are through. And that we are going to now start helping the next wave through. So for us who've been doing this work, and it's a large group of us,
it is.
The moment when we've kind of made it through.
And the wonderful thing is maybe we can get some of our energy and we'll be living in such peace and joy. We'll be there for all those coming in behind us. I'm sure that's the plan. And
that's why with Archangel Michael talking about the states of joy and bliss, because we have to hold that for the group that's coming through now.
Right.
So they can cross over, because the new earth is a state of being, a state of mind.
Right.
Before we can create it as a literal thing, we have to be there in our souls and our hearts.
Well, that's funny.
That's all about.
That's right. And so just for anybody who's out there tonight listening, just I hope these words will help you if you're in the depths of depression or fear or overwhelm of emotion. Allow your emotions, feel them, release them. Just know that you're divinely loved and that all of us are going to bring heaven to earth, and we're doing wonderful service, not only for ourselves but for the whole planet. And we're going to make it through. We are making it through. We're doing it. We can see we're doing it, aren't we, Celia?
We did make it through.
That's right. Okay. Well, I wanted to share a little on that. And now I know you've started something new, or you're a part of something new called the World of Souls. Mm-hmm. And I went to the website. I looked at it. It looks wonderful. And I wanted to give you this opportunity, Celia, to go ahead and share with everybody what it's about and what you're doing with it.
Well, that's interesting, because we're experimenting a lot with it. It's a forum, basically, but it's more than that, because we're using the technology that's available to us. Mm-hmm. So when people join the forum, they get their own page and they get a blog and they can upload pictures and all sorts of high-tech things. Uh-huh. And the purpose of it is to bring together people in the light, basically. It's a community of light. And people can come together and share and help each other. And that's what we found happening. It's very supportive and very loving. And
that's wonderful.
People do share. We have a section for the latest information and channels, and we have a section for talking to each other, and we have a picture section and a music section, and we're in the process of talking about ideas to make it grow. But the main thing is that we think it's a global home for people to meet and connect and share with each other.
Global and community for light workers.
Yeah, and it's got a beautiful energy, if I say so myself. It really is lovely. And I just want to say a big thank you to my partner, who is Swedish. His name is Olaf Hoffman, who's done the technical side of it, and it's absolutely beautiful. He's just so wonderfully good. And I think part of the lovely energy is the way he's created it to attract the kind of wonderful people we're getting. So if anyone needs support or help on their path or just wants to be uplifted and comforted, this is a beautiful place to be and to share with other people.
And what is that website again, Celia?
It's www.worldofsouls.com.
Okay, you faded out there a little bit. Celia said www. It's worldofsouls.com.
.com.
And it's a global community for light workers or people, anybody listening,
mainly for people on the spiritual path, anybody who's at any process of the awakening, who wants to just share or read or get information, they'll find it a really nice place to be.
That's great. And I thought I'd ask you a little bit, too, about one of your channelings. I actually came across it today, and I thought you might want to talk about it a little bit because I thought it was so beautiful. It was the one from Archangel Michael about the human angel.
Mm-hmm.
And talk a little bit about exactly what he was trying to say and a little bit about the DNA and what's going on with us, and maybe a little, for those who didn't read it, there was a beautiful channeling. I think it was somebody, one of your clients, right, that it came through?
Is that the recent one we did about the DNA shift and the tempest?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. Part of the transformation process is activating your light body, becoming light. In other words, connecting with your angelic self. So that's what Archangel Michael calls a human angel, when you are in a human body, but you're totally aware of your angelic reality and that you are an angel, in fact, because that's
right.
What we are. We are angels in human bodies, having a human experience, as it were. And bringing heaven to earth is the same as awakening to the fact that you are an angel. What was so interesting about that channel is that he said that part of the process is activating the DNA, which has become a kind of buzzword. But
yes, it has.
I don't know what it means. You know, they talk about activating their DNA, but they don't really know what they're talking about.
That's right, and that's why I thought. Exactly. I don't know if any of us really do, but we know what's happening. We know that.
That's about all
I know.
Well, how it was explained to me was that we have this incredible library in our bodies called the DNA. It's just a computer full of information about not only your own lifetime, but every lifetime on the planet. It's like within us, we carry all this incredible information, and we can access that.
Right. It's all within us. It's all within us.
It's all within us. It's enfolded within us, and we have access to absolutely everything. And when you reach that point of angelic consciousness, then you understand, or you're conscious rather, that you can draw on that information or those abilities or whatever you'd like to call it, whatever. It's more a kind of holographic experience,
right,
that you can draw on and become. And Archangel Michael talks about the fairies. You know, we think of fairies as small little cute light things, but actually the fairies were what do you call them, a race of beings who lived on the earth, and at some point they did intermix with humans, and so a lot of people have that genetic information in their bodies, especially the Celtic peoples and some of the Scandinavian peoples, and that is part of who we are, so you can draw on that energy within yourself to
maybe so you could tell people a way to do that, any way that you've experienced. Some people, they may believe that's true, but they would ask, how can I do that?
Well, my experience with it has been that that's why the channel came about, is people ask, I'm drawn to the fairies. Why do I feel this way? What is my relationship with them? Mm-hmm. And quite often when something activates in your inner being, it's a message from that part of you that says, this is who you are, and this is what you need to get in touch with. And with the fairy side of things, it's usually a person who has a very strong connection to nature and animals and wants to be a caretaker for the planet. And so you're drawing on that very close relationship with the elementals and the devas to help you to caretake the planet. And I found that in my own life. I also have that particular ancestry. And in the last 6 months or so, it's been quite a, an expression of that energy in me and a desire to really connect with the planet on that level and to work in my garden and to make gardens for other people and just express that part of me that wants to care for the natural world.
Right.
And I think, as I said, people will feel it within themselves and then they can work with it from there and just let yourself feel the elemental energy in you and expressing your, what they call it, your fairy self.
Right.
And,
you know,
and then, of course, you attract those energies to you. You'll have them in your garden and all around you.
Right. I know if you get... Now, the truth is that where we are with I call the new now or our new earth is creation and our thought coming from your heart center and not your head. So
exactly.
If your heart is saying, go out and plant a garden or go out and sit under the trees or go and sit and watch the sunrise, all of those things right now, especially if you in these intense levels of transformation so many people are experiencing, go out and sit in nature. You know, put your feet in the ground. Put yourself under a tree or go out and plant in the ground and plant a garden. And it could be because literally your own garden is growing right now. And those things really help to ground us.
And grounding is so important,
The grounding is so important, so important.
I think so many people experience difficult symptoms because they're not grounded. They live in their heads too much.
Right, and that's another one too, Celia, exactly. Maybe I just mentioned a couple ways to do it. Any other suggestions you may have for people to ground themselves? Because I think it's real important right now. Because we're carrying all this light up in our top of our, in our head and our beingness, and we need to pull it down through us, down into the earth.
Well, it varies from person to person. Whatever you do that makes you grounded, working in your garden, cleaning the house, woodwork, art, you know, things that connect you with the creative process or connect you with nature. Just don't sit around thinking about how miserable you are or trying to analyze your feelings, you know. Get into another process and just go out there and getting into nature is the most important thing. You know, you mentioned that we're going to recreate from the heart. I was just talking with Archangel Michael last night, and he said it's about perception. And when you can perceive with your heart, then you actually see things differently. Your eyes show you things differently. So if you want to see a world filled with beauty and love, you have to feel it in your heart first. And then you will actually see it differently, because apparently we see what we create.
Mm-hmm.
So if we see, if the heart sees with the eyes of love, we will create literally through our eyes a world filled with love.
Exactly.
It's such a wonderful, when you can get your mind around that understanding, you realize that absolutely it rests in your heart and what you feel. And that's what creates, and that's what makes the quality of your life, is what is in your heart.
Right. Well, our heart, now our physical heart, is the physical heart. Then there's the heart center, which is where we are all connected as the one mind, is in the heart center.
That's
And so I truly believe that as we create from our feelings that are within our heart, and it's about feeling the feelings, and the feeling of them brings them into form. So
yeah, not thinking them so much, okay? Because
no.
People are so used to thinking, what do I feel, and they think about it, instead of going into the body and saying, what does my body feel, what am I feeling? Mm-hmm. And quite often what you're feeling is quite different to what you're thinking.
Yes. Yeah, and there's the differentiation. If we can go into our heart centers and just sit and feel joy, sit and feel love for the planet, sit and feel what it would like to have the whole planet be one and peace. Feel peace. Just sit and feel peace radiating from your heart. And what I've noticed is...
that's normal, okay? That's your natural state. What you have to do is get the mind out of the way so that you can feel what is there anyway. Because
right,
the heart,
what's always been there, right, Celia?
That's right. It's
right.
Who you are, essentially.
Right. It's been
blocked. It's not that you have to work on it. It's just that you have to almost uncover it and find it because it is there.
Right.
Every human being has that capacity for peace and love. It's within each person.
Exactly. I want to give out a couple of numbers here, too, while we're here. If anybody would like to call in to ask Celia any questions, I don't know if anybody will, but I'm going to give these numbers out. The toll-free number, if you're in the USA, is 877-270-8714. Again, it's 877-270-8714. And the direct line, I believe, is area code 530-876-3222. I looked on the website tonight for BBS Radio to try to find the international number, and I didn't see it there. But if you go on to www.bbsradio.com, if you're listening tonight, you're already there. You may see an international number where you could call in. And feel free to, if anybody wants to, because while Celia's here, I'm sure she'd love to answer any questions that any of you might have. I know here in the U.S. tonight, we're up against the Academy Awards tonight, Celia. They're on right now.
Okay.
I know, and I just said, that's okay. We're going to go on anyway.
Yeah.
So that's, yes, coming from the heart center, feeling from the heart center. Those things are so important. Staying grounded right now, you know, drinking lots of water, just babying ourselves is very, very important right now.
And eating well as well. Making sure you're getting really good food because the body needs to be strong. I think also important to say to people, what my guide said to me once is get lots of rest and get lots of exercise. And I thought, well, that's quite a contradiction. You know, either you're resting or you're exercising, but what they mean is the balance, that body needs to be strong and that you do need to exercise your body and build your physical strength.
I'm losing you there for a second. Okay. Are you still there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Okay, you're fading out a little bit. Okay, and I thought we would take a moment, talk about the crystal children. It's a very special thing for me. I have these two beautiful, beautiful little grandchildren, and they're just wondrous, and I know through this whole process I've been going through, whenever these little ones come over, they're 2 and 5, instantly, I am enlightened, and I feel wondrous and happy and joyful just being in their presence. And I know you do a lot of work with the star seeds, and you know a lot about the crystal children. I thought you might want to share a little about that with everybody tonight.
Crystal children are very beautiful.
They
were born in this awakened state. So you're spending time with a 2-year-old, a 3-year-old. It's like being with a master. The energy, the auric energy is so beautiful and so clear that this is what you pick up. It's this great wisdom and great love.
Mm.
I did an article a while ago when I call them warriors of the heart. They're spiritual warriors, and their purpose is to bring the heart energy to the planet. So anyone who spends time with crystal children is going to feel in their heart the love.
Exactly.
And the need to change, to try and be more like that energy that they're spending time with. They really are beautiful children. And, of course, recently I think from last year, the crystals have been coming through as blue star children, which is a galactic child.
Yeah, this is since last year?
I was trying to think. It was, sometime last year, they started coming through. And this is a child with a galactic consciousness who carries really very special abilities. They're totally aware of themselves as galactic beings. And
they're aware that they...
They, in the future, will be able to connect with the extraterrestrial presence very, very easily, very clearly. I think it's the generation of children that will make that connection for the planet. They're helping to get it going. You see, what I believe, what I've been told by Archangel Michael with the crystal children, is that ascension and transformation only happened because the crystal children came. They brought the consciousness to hold it. They powered it. Because we began our journey in about 1998.
Right.
Because there were enough crystal children to hold the collective consciousness into this process. And, of course, as more and more of them come, the process accelerates. And it's a partnership between light workers and conscious people and the crystal children who are working very much to help to power this transformation. And I think in the future we'll be much more aware of what they've contributed into this process.
Well, I know. And what year do you think the crystals started to come in, Celia?
In the late 90s.
The late 90s.
As a group. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I wanted to share real quick with everybody. I had an experience when my first grandson was born. He's 5 years old now, just turned five. And right when, a couple months after he was born, I went through a traumatic time in my life. I lost a home. I lost a business. I lost my cars. Broke up with a husband of 30 years. Everything in my world, even my family, I was adopted, but my adopted parents, I had to let go of two. It was very unhealthy. Everything that had been in my world, really, except for my children, within about a year's time was gone. And it just, you know, one thing after another after another. And it was, of course,
isn't
at that
traumatic,
time.
Wasn't it?
It was so traumatic.
I went through a very similar process. It was so traumatic.
Well, you can't quite, I didn't know what I know now, and so you're trying to grasp onto it. Mm-hmm. And you just can't see it, and it just keeps going and falling, more and more kept falling
I'm
away.
I'm thinking, what am I doing wrong? I mean, why am I being punished like this?
Exactly, me
it's
too.
It's hard to see that it's actually the right thing, you know, that spirit is taking away everything that's not good for you.
That's right.
So that you can find your strength and your inner center and then work from there.
And everything
but
that wasn't.
It does feel like a tremendous loss. And as you say, the crystal children come along and you get nudged.
Well, at this time, my 5-year-old grandson was born, and of course, you know what a delight it was anyway, but my point in sharing this with everybody is I would bring him to my home. I got a new little home, you know, after I lost everything, and I would have him spend the night with me, and I have to tell you, the energy from that baby, all I had to do was look in his eyes, and I literally made it through because of this child's energy and love. And he was only a baby. It was amazing.
I think probably it started because he was born. He said, I think I'm
right.
To go.
You're right.
And he was there to support you.
He was here to support me. He definitely was. And, you know, if another wonderful thing to do for all of you that are going through this process, if you know, if you have friends that have these little ones or you have family that have these little ones, just go and be with them. Just being in their presence lightens your heart and you just feel like all that weight is gone. They're amazingly transforming, and I have wanted to share that tonight because they are miracle children, absolute miracle children.
Yeah, and, I just want to add, too, that I spent time with a friend's twins. She had twins. They were very special crystals, and you just needed to look into their eyes,
just
as you say, and you could feel this immense peace that comes from their souls.
Yes,
and
it's
there's just no fear in them. They just are in total peace. And
they're full of wonder.
What is possible for us, yes.
I'll share one cute little thing that one of my ones said the other day. I had mentioned to him, I said, you know, we should go fishing. He's five, you know, and I said, we should go fishing. He looks at me and he goes, Grandma, fish have feelings too. I literally had to stop in my tracks and think about what he was saying. And I have to tell you, I think my fishing days are over. So once he made that comment to me, Celia, it was just about the way it came out of him so easily and gracefully. Fish have feelings too, Grandma. You know? In other words, I'm not going to go sit in a boat and put hooks into fish.
Yeah. Sure.
And they're just amazing. They're so full of wisdom, and they're so healing, and they're wonderful to be around. And so I thought we could share about that. And now I'd like to give you some time, Celia, to anything that you would like to bring up or talk about that you feel would be a good thing for us to discuss is fine with me.
Let's see. Well, your program is more or less about the present, the planet, isn't it? That's what you're focusing on.
The new now, bringing heaven into earth. Mostly, I've just finished a book, and it's about the transformation of the soul, which in truth is what we're all doing. It's a transformation of the soul, which is back to the awareness that we are one with that beautiful presence, that beautiful love. We all are one with it. And the most amazing process, I started my journey about 3 years ago. I mean, I've been on it for my whole life, but the way of mastery was through, channeled through a man named John Mark Hammer, and it was Jeshua's way of mastery. The first thing was the Course in Miracles that came out years ago. And then the Way of Mastery came out, and I literally for 3 years was in the deepest, deepest transformation. I mean, I think I was on the floor more than I was up for 3 years. But it was the most wonderful journey. And what I came to find out was that there's nobody here but me. We're all one. We are one of one mind in the heart center. And we had... as the one mind, because our thoughts are so powerful, you know, our thoughts create our whole reality. We had the one thought of creating separate from that love. And that thought brought all this into existence. And all we're doing now is we're remembering. It's more of just a remembrance that we're God. We are all God here in body form. Mm-hmm. And we are all of that one mind. And the work that we're doing is slowly but surely reawakening everybody to that remembrance of who we are. And that once enough of us remember who we are, like the 100th monkey theory, in the twinkling of an eye, there will be what twinkling of an eye could mean in a certain period of time, but in the twinkling of an eye, we will bring heaven to earth. And the truth of all these processes, underneath all of the transformation and all of the releasing of emotion and all of the owning and taking responsibility for the world that we're creating that we see outside of our very selves, that journey is just the bottom line in awakening to the fact that we are all that one. And we are all God in form and body. And we've forgotten that. And everywhere we look, there's nowhere on the planet that we can look that God consciousness is not there.
Yeah.
We weren't awake. We were asleep.
We closed it off. We forgot about it. Yeah.
Right. And so
what is so wonderful is that when we do take this on and we become one, we're also still going to be unique individuals. We don't have both types of consciousness.
Right.
You know, I think some people think, oh, they're just going to disappear into this one thing, you know, and lose themselves.
Yeah.
But in fact, you'll still be you, but you'll have a much richer sense of who you are because you'll know that you are much more than just a body.
Right.
And I think the old third dimensional consciousness was just a time, space, I'm a body, and I'm moving through time, and that was it. And that when you reached the end of that journey, well, that was the end of you. And if you were spiritual, you thought, okay, so I can reincarnate myself and then I'll do this again, and I keep doing it. Mm-hmm. And I think we've moved past even that understanding to the belief that it's all now. It's all this moment.
Everything is now. It's all now.
It's all now. It's mm-hmm. not about the past. It's not about past lives. It's not about karma even. It's about being present in the now, because now might be the only moment there is. In fact, now is the only moment there is. When your consciousness is fully present in the now, that's all that exists. And
that's where the miracles happen, Celia.
Past and future no longer exist. Yeah, because you open the space for miracles. But if you're locked into the past, then your energy is there. And if you're locked into the future, then your energy is there. And you don't have the energy to create the miracles. But when you're totally present in the now, then your energy can create those miracles, because your heart is engaged and you're seeing with love, and all sorts of wonderful things can happen. In fact,
I've had so many, yes. Once I started to really pay attention to the now moments and just allow everything that happened, I kept hearing, you know, allow allowance, Denise, allow, just allow, allow. And so I even one time, I'm going to share a story that I've never shared on the radio, but I'm going to share it tonight because it gives us an example, and it literally took my breath away. One day I was looking out my window here. I live up on top of a hill, and down below me is a road, a paved road where there's homes below me. And there was this truck down there putting new concrete on this paved road. And the truck was making all kinds of noise. And I live up here high in the mountain, and I love my silence. And so, of course, you know, I opened my window, and I thought to myself, this truck and da-da-da, they're making all this noise. And then I heard my voice say, Denise, allow all things. Everything is here to serve you. And so I immediately said, okay, and I said, I'm going to bless that noisy truck. And I walked away from the window, went about my day. The next day, I opened the window and looked down at that concrete where they had laid, you know, the new pavement.
Mm-hmm.
And it was right in the middle of one of the periods where we'd gotten a huge solar blast. And so it was, you know, one of those times where it was definitely a hard time. I was going through another one of those transitional periods, and I was just feeling terrible. And I was so tired, Celia, so tired. And I looked down on this brand-new pavement. And first of all, I said, oh, my God, this pavement's beautiful. It makes everything look so nice. It just looked wonderful. So I thought, okay, well, that was the gift. And then I looked down, and somebody, somehow in chalk, right in the middle of the road, had written right in front of my eyes, R&R. And I looked at it, and I went, oh, my goodness. You know, R&R, I needed rest and relaxation, and I really needed it, and I wasn't doing it. Now,
yeah.
I had blessed this moment. I had allowed it. I didn't like it when it started, and I said, that's okay. I know it's going to serve me. And I turned around the next day, and I saw that, and I knew we are creating our every now moment. And when we accept whatever is and allow it, there is always, always a gift. It is serving us in some way. And even when it looks like something we don't like, it is still a gift for us. And this whole process of transformation, that's where it's taken me to, Celia, is realizing that no matter what is happening or how it appears, it is a gift. And I could go on with stories like this all night, and I'm not going to do that. But my point is, if we allow and stay in the now, you start to see the miracle that's going on behind creation.
Well, I think it also goes to resistance. You know, you don't resist.
Right.
Because when you see something you don't like, you tend to resist it and say, I don't want that.
Immediately.
And then you put out a very negative energy. And that lowers your vibration immediately.
It lowers your vibration.
And
exactly.
Your consciousness drops, and you're not aware of what is being offered to you, as you say. But the moment you just say, it's okay, I can live with this.
I'll accept it.
Yeah.
Right.
You find that there's something really quite wonderful there. I'll just add a quick story. I live in a place that used to be very beautiful in terms of nature, but it's...
You're in Africa, aren't you, Celia? Are you in South
Africa?
Yeah,
I'm in Cape Town.
Okay. Okay.
It's a very, very southern point of Africa, and it's a very beautiful city, and it's surrounded by mountains and ocean, and it's very beautiful. but it's also developing very fast. And one of the things I used to resist a great deal was all these housing developments where there used to be fields and trees and birds and whatever. It used to make me really angry, as I'm sure lots of people also do when they see nature disappearing.
Right.
But what I've learned recently when I started working with the children in one of the poorer areas is how beautiful people are and that people need houses and that there is a kind of beauty in bringing nature into their lives and helping them to create gardens and to almost to try and keep or to create that sense of nature and humans working together. And as soon as I stopped resisting, you know, the idea of houses replacing nature, the idea came to me of sharing nature with people and houses and gardens and how we could live together. And that there's a lot of energy, human energy, going into creating housing developments, and that we can make it positive if we learn how to live with our inner fairy, our inner gardener.
Right.
And as people awaken, I think they'll learn how to do that. We'll have these housing developments, but there'll be streams and gardens and parks around them so that people can enjoy nature and still
at
live
the same time
in communities, yes, because there are so many people on the planet now. There's no way that the new Earth is going to be about everyone living in the countryside. We're all going to live in cities like we do now,
yes.
But we're going to make them into these incredible places. I've had dreams where I've been walking in a city where you can't actually see the houses because there's so many trees and beautiful gardens.
Really?
The houses and the cars are there, but they what you notice are the trees and the gardens and the parks. So it
isn't
is possible.
That amazing? And you've been having
and
those dreams.
And we can
dreams.
Do that.
Yes,
yeah.
We can. And then they are saying, you know, the communities are going to be, we're going to be more and more about community living. I mean, what you're doing with your World of Souls, you know, a community
yeah.
of people. Everything's going to be about community and about giving and sharing. I truly believe our new Earth is going to be about not money consciousness, but as you share, you receive. You know, what do I have
yeah.
to offer you? What can I share with you? And then you share, but my call waiting is coming in. I'm so sorry, everybody. what can I share with you? And then you can share back with me. The giving and receiving, the giving and receiving.
Yeah. yeah.
Much more than me, I. It's going to be about us.
It's a partnership thing. Are you going to find, too, that in the future, working on your own won't work? You have to work in groups and in partnerships because it's about group energy. It's not about one person and their ego. It's about groups.
Group energy.
Yeah,
I,
and sharing energy with others. And that's why World of Souls is so exciting for me as my new project, because it is about a group of people, and the energy comes from that group and the sharing that goes on in the group.
Well, I'm going to have to join. I saw it today, and I said I'm going to join that.
Oh, we'd love to have you.
I'd love to be there. And I have my – every morning, you know, I get up with the sunrise, and these beautiful words come through me. Sometimes I'm so humbled by what I see and what I read, and I just sit here and I go, oh, this is wonderful. You know, and I just send them out everywhere just to share them. I never know where they're going to go or who's going to read them or who will – whose heart it will touch, but I always know that, you know, Spirit will take them where they need to go. And
well, maybe World of Souls is a place you need to drop in sometimes and share.
I would like to. And then I thought, Sue, you want to share a little bit about your website, and I know you do readings, and if you'd like to talk about that for a minute or anything else about your work that you would like to share and let people know, you know, what you're available and what you do.
Yes, Denise, apart from the channels that I do on my website, I do offer personal channels to people. So if they want to, they can get in touch with me, and I can do an Archangel Michael channel for them about their particular life and their issues. What I specialize in is just talking to people about their soul and what their soul's work is at this time. And then answering whatever questions they might have about their spiritual path or about their life to help to give them guidance on their path. So if people want to make use of that, they can go to the website. That's the Star Child Global and find out more there.
It's give it out again, Celia, because you got cut off there a little bit.
Okay, www.starchildglobal.com.
Okay, great. And I know you have another one too, and that's the, is that the Ascension website or Star Child?
Oh, that's the, it's the same site. It's the, we have that address as well. Starchildascension.org is the address. We'll take you through to the same site.
Okay, great. That's great. And I always wanted just to give a little bit too about, talk for a moment about the book that I have just finished, as a matter of fact. It's not published.
Interesting, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I sent you, I think, a lesson from it today. I don't know if you got it or not yet.
I have been reading your work for a while, so I'm looking forward to your book.
The way this book, I'm going to tell you, Celia, this is another amazing story. I through this whole process of losing homes and cars and businesses and everything, I had a leased car for a couple years that actually was in my son's name, and the lease ran up. This was about 2 months ago. And this book had been coming and coming to me, and then every time I'd start the book, I'd go, nope, that's not it, and I would. And this has been going on for a couple years, and then I would stop. Well, the leased car, the lease ran up, and I found myself with no car. And so after 2 days of tears and feeling for a few moments of the feelings of less than and not worthy, you know, where we all go sometimes, I said to myself, wait a minute, me not having a car has nothing to do with who I am. And if I don't have a car right now, then that's where I'm supposed to be. So there's a purpose. I don't know what it is, but I'm going to allow this. Well, a couple days later, I heard the voice come through, and I knew it was time for the book. Well, in 3 days, I was done.
Yeah.
And at the end, I had no idea what this was going to be, Celia. At the end, it was 18 lessons. And it's, A Course in Mastery or Enlightenment. It's 18 short lessons that you do each for 30 days. And I went back the other day and started looking at it, and I was amazed. I just went, oh, my goodness, it's so beautiful, and it's so easy. It's nothing like the course that I did in, for 3 years of, you know, transformational work. I know this must be for the new wave that's coming in. I don't
but
think
you know,
they're going
to... You're also going to find that when you live in the now, things flow at the right moment, and they tend to be simple and elegant and short. It's not like we used to do books before.
Right.
Long books, and it took forever, and, you know, it's all this hard work. You find that things will be very, very, they'll almost come to you fully born at the right moment.
Exactly.
It's a part of being in the flow of time and just having things happen effortlessly, because that's how it works in the new energy.
Yeah, I have to tell you, Celia, it was so effortless and so easy, and it just flowed through me like, and all of a sudden I was done. And I thought, that can't be it. And I just heard my voice say, and now you're done. And it is done. And it is good. And so it's been a joy and a gift, and I have no idea where it's going to go or how I'm going to get it published yet. I'm working on that, and you know, I think it's gonna. I'm gonna try to have it be an e-book so people can download it, and we're gonna talk
about. Thing. You reach more people that way. Yeah.
And we'll talk about it on my show. Let people go through the lessons, but it was really quite amazing. So you see, no car, and feeling sorry for myself, and then I just went, okay, I can do this, and then this beautiful book came through. Isn't it something?
Yeah.
So,
amazing.
It is amazing. Well, Celia, I want to thank you so very much for coming on the show and sharing with us, and I've wanted to meet with you and talk with you for quite a long time. I just love reading your writings and your beautiful things that come through from Archangel Michael, and the Atlantis one really caught my eye. That was quite amazing what Archangel Michael shared about Atlantis. And then when you saw, I wanted to, you know, when you said you looked at your globe and you noticed...
Yeah.
Wasn't that an amazing gift of grace? It truly made sense to me.
Yeah. Well, there's so many wonderful things happening. It really is a wonderful time to be here. And
it's
the experiences. Yeah.
Yes. Well, thank you, Celia.
Thank you, Denise.
Thank you.
It's been wonderful.
Thank you so much for coming on. I look forward.
Yeah,
I'm going to join the World of Souls, and I'll keep sending you my daily quotes and.
Uh-huh.
And it's been a real pleasure to have you on tonight.
Thank you, Denise.
Thank you. We'll do it again.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye now.